Jim Odlin.
Hey, my name is Jim Odlin. I reside in Newry, Maine. Thank you, committee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'd like to thank Representative Ann Haskell for bringing this legislation forward. I've been involved in the Maine groundfish industry for over 45 years. I held a Maine commercial fishing license and or lobster license for the past 50 years. I started out as a lobsterman. I'm a third-generation fisherman from the state of Maine, and I'm in favor of Bill LD 1097. Our family business owns and operates three offshore ground fishing vessels that have been based in Portland, Maine. We also own two vessels that are based in New Bedford, Massachusetts. I fished for 20 years myself as a captain. We have 20 Maine crew members and direct shore support personnel. Many of these are longtime employees and crew members. Some of these people have been with us for 25 years. I was on the founding board of directors of the Portland Fish Exchange, for 20 years we were loyal customers of the Portland Fish Exchange. Our vessels, the fishing vessel Teresa Marie and Teresa Marie 4 and the Harmony, are the top producing vessels for the Fish Exchange. 5 years ago, I testified in front of this committee that if something wasn't done to fix this bycatch issue, we would start unloading our vessels in Massachusetts. That is what happened. In the past 5 years, we've unloaded almost exclusively in Gloucester, Massachusetts, and have landed approximately 20 million pounds of fish in Gloucester that could have and should have been landed in the state of Maine. Throughout this time, we've continued to base our shoreside operations in Portland, Maine, bringing the vessels back between trips, hiring Maine captains, crews, doing repairs. A significant amount of economic activity has been done in the state of Maine. Because of recent development, it appears that we will be unable to do that anymore. It appears that we will have no choice but to close our doors and move our business after 45 years. This is an outstanding outcome and make no sense whatsoever. This bill, in spite of what you have heard, will not increase lobster mortality. The limited amount of lobsters is already being landed, and the fish are being landed. It is only being landed in Massachusetts. Again, Maine is losing the revenue, most of the jobs, and Maine stands to lose every last one of these jobs. This is not a lobster bill. It's a jobs bill. At no dollar cost to the state, you can create and save 300 to 350 jobs. Most states are doing everything they can to attract these type of jobs. I can only hope that Maine will do the same. I ask you to please look at the facts. These lobsters are being landed anyway in Massachusetts. The state of Maine loses the lobsters. The state of Maine loses the lobster bait that the fish generated processed in Maine. The state loses Maine all the revenue. The state loses all the jobs. And the state lands to lose a whole industry. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Representative Kruger.
No, thank you, Mr. Chair. Thanks for your testimony today, Mr. Odlin. You landed 20 million pounds in Gloucester over 5 years. How much lobster did you land? What was the economic ratio?
Over that period, I estimate a rough idea is he landed less than 200,000 pounds of lobsters over that period.
Less than 200,000.
Right. This represents less than, on an annual basis, the lobsters that would be landed by this fleet would be less than 0.1% of the lobsters landed in Maine. These lobsters are already being landed.
And what would you estimate? How many boats do you think would come back? Yours plus others.
Right. We estimate there's about 20 what I call Maine-based boats unloading in Massachusetts now. These are boats that are owned by people that live in the state of Maine. Now, will we get them all back? We don't know that. But I can tell you we'll get three back of the top producers. That I can tell you.
Senator Woodbury.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's been suggested that the approach that you use when you're out fishing is to collect your fish first, and then on the way back, get the lobster. Is that accurate?
No, that's not. First of all, the pictures that you were being shown was by an inshore boat from Massachusetts. That may be how they operate. Under this bill, we cannot operate inshore, because if we fish one toe inshore, we can't have lobsters on board. So this is truly a bycatch, in spite of what anybody can say. yes, we try to make sure we have the 500 count. And if we were coming to Maine, because we're going to Massachusetts, we do incur a little more expenses. I could make an argument that if this was allowed in Maine, we may come sometimes with 200 count instead of the 500 because it's just not worth it to get the rest of those unless you're adding more expense to it. So I could say, first of all, you're going to be moving people out of Area 1. But there'd be many trips that you would come in without the 500. And you'd be coming back to your home port. I'm not sure if I'm clear on that.
Okay. Representative Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Ogden, for being here today. So you make sure you have your 500 count before you come in to Massachusetts?
Yes. Most of the time we do, yes.
How many pounds of cod do you allow a day?
Well, we've changed from a per-day trip limit because that was wasteful. And to your question, and I know where you're going, if I may just jump forward, there are fish that we go by the count. One is halibut. We can only have one per trip. We used to be under trip limits, and we found per pound trip limits, and found that was very wasteful as far as discarding dead fish. ASMSC actually is the ones that implemented the states implemented the 500 count. It's not a federal regulation. It's an ASMSC regulation that the feds followed along with. ASMSC manages the lobster resource, not the federal government. Maine is part of the ASMSC.
Just a quick follow-up. As you stated, you make sure you have your 500 count before you come in means you're targeting them. It's not a bycatch at that point, correct?
That's correct at the end of the trip they made, but they don't move. They just go to a deep, actually go further offshore to get lobsters.
No, but that means you're targeting them, and
right.
It's not a bycatch.
Right.
That's been my issue all along. Do you think it would be a much better federal law if you were allowed to keep 100 pounds a day versus 100 count per day, and then there wouldn't be that question?
Yeah, but that's not what's in front of us. I mean,
Okay, sure, that
would be fine.
Recent developments. Is that you're talking about the fact that Maine boats can't even possess?
Well,
even if you're landing in Massachusetts legally, you can't.
It just came to our attention recently that. And that, you know, I tried to find out what makes us a Maine boat because we have to do something. We can't be faced because the penalty schedule has gone crazy in the state of Maine because of the Elvis, that potentially we could be facing a $50,000 fine. Well, I can't run a company with that kind of potential liability over my head. So I have to figure out a way to not have that over my head. Then I've asked the question, what do I have to do? Do I have to re-register my boat? Do I have to leave the state? Do I have to give up my Maine fishing license, which, by the way, I've had for 50 years, which to me I think is important. So the answer I'm getting is that we have to do all that. We have to leave. We have to give up our licenses, and we have to re-register as a boat. And I may even have to lay off every single one of my Maine crew members because it's unclear whether that's the nexus. Right? This is crazy. This law that exists is making it impossible for us to operate. So we have to figure out something. We will have to leave. This is, you know, people said when I testified 5 years ago that we would have to unload all our fish there, but that wouldn't happen. It did. It did happen. We had to unload all of our fish in Gloucester for 5 years. Now I'm here to testify that if something doesn't change, we can no longer be a Maine resident. And I'm going to have to move. I'm going to have to close the doors of a company that's been here for 45 years, take those vessels, and leave the state forever. Right? No tax revenue, no offset revenue. I mean, we're good for the state of Maine, I believe. We have been for a long time. To have this be the choice I'm faced with just makes no sense. You know, this to me, it's very personal and very... We don't want to leave the state of Maine. I have my grandkids here in the state of Maine. My son just moved back to the state of Maine so he could operate in the company. We want to be here. I cannot understand how for a small amount of lobsters that are already being landed that we can't figure this out. I just can't. It's baffling for all of us. And my crew members are frustrated. They realize they may not have jobs. You know, this is very serious. And you know, we're committed to this business. This ground fisheries is not going to end. I said that 5 years ago, and it hasn't. In spite of what you're reading in the papers, there's a lot of healthy stocks. And we target those healthy stocks. We don't catch any cod to speak of. And the evidence of that is that we landed 20 million pounds after everybody said it was going to be dead 5 years ago. So we know what we're doing. We landed 2.5 million pounds of redfish last year, which is 1 million pounds of lobster bait that didn't make it to this state. Right? That's 50. We put 50 fish cutters to work in New Bedford, Massachusetts last year. 50. In one factory that was just processing our redfish alone. This is the potential here in the future is huge. Next year, the haddock resource is fully rebuilt at a record level never before recorded. 98,000 tons of haddock is going to be the quota next year. Maine needs to be in that game. And if we don't do something like this, we're out of it forever. Thank you.
Senator Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just one follow-up, Mr. Ogland. You say on one hand that it's just a few lobsters, but you must be making so much money on it to force you to do all this stuff after the millions of pounds of redfish and unlimited haddock and all that. There must be a huge financial incentive take the lobsters.
It's not huge. It's small percentages, but we're like any business. Expenses are astronomical running these boats. We use 1 million gallons of fuel a year. We have to go for every percentage we can work on, just like any businessman has to in this day and age. So it's not huge money, these lobsters. It's small amounts. Again, 30, 40,000 pounds of lobsters in a year is not a lot of money for three boats. But it's enough money that they cannot give it up. It pays for part of a fuel bill. We're on a marginal business like any business. That's just the way life is.
Senator Woodbury.
When you are...
We fish just normal fish, and you didn't get your 500 count. You may go to a separate spot. I'm not lying. We may go to a certain spot that we know will have a few more lobsters just to top off what the difference between what you got and what you don't have, just to make the trip to Gloucester worthwhile. We steam to Gloucester, unload our fish, and pay the fuel to get back here. So we try to make everything work. It's just, it's not like we're moving inshore to
go to a location that you think is going to have more lobster?
Yeah, there's places that have a few more lobsters.
Representative Perry.
Real quick, Mr. Chair. So this isn't a bycatch. This is a targeted species.
This is a bycatch. A targeted dragger in the old days used to catch 40 or 50,000 pounds of lobsters, 30,000 pounds of lobsters. That's a targeted fisheries.
No, but I'm confused because you just answered Senator Woodbury that you go and get them where the lobsters are.
You can't make a tow just for lobsters.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. You can't make a tow just for lobsters.
We've belabored the point,
right.
I think.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold.